Today, President Obama vigorously denied a cover-up of the Benghazi attacks, but said he is outraged about reports that the IRS targeted conservative groups. We'll have more on his press conference today later in the program. But first to New Orleans. New Orleans can't get a break. That was a tweet today about yesterday's Mother's Day shooting during a second-line march, a shooting that injured 19, three critically. Earlier today, the police released surveillance camera video of one of the suspects. Three reportedly ran from the scene. Naomi Martin covers crime for the Times-Picayune. Naomi, the idea that there's a video of a suspect resonates, especially after the Boston bombings. Is there a sense the image is clear enough to get a response?
I think the suspect's friends and family members will definitely recognize him. There's hundreds of crime cameras throughout the city, so it's fairly common for us after large shootings and murders for them to release surveillance footage. And usually they do get a lot of tips, especially to the Crime Stoppers line, which offers usually $2,500 for tips that lead to an indictment. But in this case, the reward's been raised to $10,000.
Yeah, so incentive there. But do we have any more sense of why this might have happened?
Some of the police sources are saying that they believe it's a retaliation shooting in response to prior killings, but that's not confirmed yet, and police are still investigating.
Well, we're reading reports of some people who didn't go to the parade because there are sometimes shootings at parades. There were five people shot on Martin Luther King Day after a second-line parade. And remind us, a second-line is people who are marching along kind of with a parade?
Right. Basically, imagine a brass band playing music that, you know, makes you want to dance, and a whole kind of block party moving along beside them. And everyone, you know, usually has a drink in their hand, and everyone's dancing. And, you know, there's kids, there's usually older people, too. They're put on by these social aid and pleasure clubs, which started out as kind of a burial society and now have morphed into more social clubs for in black neighborhoods. And they put on these second lines every Sunday. They're pretty well attended by the entire community.
Well, it did feel like an entire community across a range of economic and white and blacks together. It felt very communal. How are people reacting to the shooting? As we said, there have been other shootings, but was there something different about this one? 19 people on Mother's Day.
Right. No, it definitely raises the bar a lot. You know, in a town where we have shootings every single day and sometimes many shootings in a day, people are shell-shocked by the violence, but I think yesterday everyone was really taken aback by this shooting, and the victims were kind of a cross-section of the city. One victim was a 61-year-old man, you know, and then they had the two 10-year-olds, a boy and a girl. One of the victims was a reporter at the weekly, alternative weekly here in New Orleans, Gambit. She's in stable condition, but, you know, she's been reporting on second lines for the last 4 years. She is someone who has talked a lot about the violence that happens near and around second lines. And basically, you know, it just shows that, you know, no one is immune to this violence. A lot of people try to tell themselves that it's only criminals who get shot, but in reality, a lot of innocent people get caught in the crossfire.
That writer you mentioned, Deborah Cotton, she's the blogger Big Red Cotton, and one of the shooting victims. Naomi Martin is crime reporter for the Times-Picayune. Naomi, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.